There's been a lot of talk about COVID-19 and how that's going to work in and around the flu. But generally, this time of the year is when people start thinking about having their flu vaccinations, and it's something we should be thinking about again this year.
Indeed it is, and I guess with all the focus on COVID-19 vaccine, perhaps flu vaccines have got a little bit lost in the you know, crossfire of COVID, but it's really important that people do it. I mean, last year was one of the lowest rates of influenza and influenza deaths on record, and I guess the reasons are fairly obvious of that. There was less international arrivals bringing influenza in from the Northern Hemisphere. We also had all those lockdowns and social distancing and cleanliness things that really reduced the transmission of not only COVID but also of influenza. So it was a good year last year. However, the data from last year shows that up until March, when all those things were brought in, flu infections were actually tracking at a high, sort of higher than the last 5 years' average. So I guess this year, with things being back to or closer to normal, we need to be wary about being complacent about influenza in the winter coming up.
There was a really big push by the government just before the pandemic, because they knew the pandemic was coming, urging people to get their flu shots. So that have pushed the rate up a bit as well, you reckon?
Yeah, it did. So it did two things, actually. It made sure that people had their vaccines earlier. And I guess, as you say, because they're expecting a large impost on our hospitals through COVID, that they weren't going to be able to deal with flu people. Well, actually worked out that we got it both ways, in that there weren't that many COVID cases, especially here, and there weren't that many influenza cases as well. But it did certainly keep the infections low, but it was one of the highest rates of participation rates for influenza vaccination on record, so that was a good thing.
And we need to take the flu seriously too, don't we, because it can, in the worst cases, cause death.
Well, it can indeed, and during most flu seasons, about 20% of Australians are actually affected by the real influenza. Some people get a bit confused because they get a cold and they think, well, I've had the flu. Well, the research shows that if you actually get influenza, you'll need about 4 to 6 days off work, and it's different from the common cold because you're generally in bed for 3 or 4 days or sometimes longer with influenza. And as you mentioned, there can be serious complications with influenza and can cause deaths, especially if people have health conditions like asthma or diabetes or heart disease, and older people as well are more susceptible to succumbing to influenza.
Yeah, I had influenza B many years ago and I thought I was going to die. That's how bad it was. It's really serious, and people can't really underestimate the value of the vaccination. So the reason we get vaccinated every year, I guess, is because the flu virus mutates.
Well, yeah, that's one of the reasons. The vaccine actually is shown to be about between 70 and 90% effective, and I guess we're more educated on that, what that sort of means these days, but that's still, a really good effectiveness, even though with COVID vaccines we're probably expecting it to be higher than that. But, if we can get that sort of effectiveness, it does reduce the spread through the community, because most people aren't then able to spread it on if they don't get the infection in the first place. Certainly, the mutations can happen as well, in that the influenza virus mutates each year, so it's slightly different. So it becomes immune to the vaccine, so it's not affected by it. So the vaccine needs to change. But also, the research shows that your immunity wanes naturally over, probably 5 or 6 months after you've had the vaccine. So, by the time the next year comes around, it needs a boost just to make sure that your immunity is up to scratch to be able to guard against infection from influenza.
At the moment, Colin, we're hearing a lot about the COVID-19 vaccine and whether we should have it before or after the flu vaccine. Should everyone still have the flu vaccine, even if they're having COVID-19 as well?
Well, yes, I guess as many people as possible should be having the flu vaccine, because the more people in the community who have it reduces the chance of it spreading amongst our community. It's the herd immunity that we hear about with COVID as well. That applies to flu vaccine as well. And for certain members of the community, catching the flu can, as we said, lead to quite severe illness or even death. So it's these high-risk groups that really should actively avoid catching it, and everyone else doing their bit to have the vaccine helps us to do that for them.
The COVID vaccine, as we know, is free for everyone, but that's not necessarily the case with the flu shot. I think I paid $20 or $25 for mine a couple of weeks ago, but some people can get it for free, can't they?
Well, that's right, and it's the high-risk people that we spoke of a minute ago that are actually eligible for a free flu vaccine via the federal government's National Immunisation Program. So that includes anyone over the age of 65, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders who are over the age of 15, Also kids that between 6 months and 5 years can get it. Any women who are pregnant, and flu vaccine is safe at all stages of pregnancy, so pregnant women should be getting the vaccine. And also anyone with a chronic medical condition, such as heart disease, severe asthma, diabetes, or something that reduces their immunity. Also, some employers actually provide the vaccine free for their employees because their rationale is that it's better to vaccinate everyone and keep influenza out of their workplace. They get better productivity that way, so it's worth that investment. So it may be that your employer will actually pay for you to have the vaccine. But if not, as you said, it's $20 to $25 depending on where you go and where you get it from. It's a pretty good investment, I think, for the security of reducing your chance of getting influenza.
Indeed. Now, as I said, we're hearing a lot about the COVID-19 vaccine rollout and where the flu vaccination fits in, whether you should have it before or after. And, of course, with the Pfizer vaccine, there's actually two doses. So there's a little bit of confusion about when to have it, isn't there?
Well, there is, and as you say, the Pfizer vaccine is two doses about 3 weeks apart. The AstraZeneca vaccine is actually two doses as well, where they're 8 weeks apart. So hasn't actually been any research done to show whether it's safe to have other vaccine close to COVID vaccine. So the guidelines are that there shouldn't be any other vaccinations within 2 weeks of either of the COVID-19 shots. So for the people having the Pfizer vaccine, the interval between the doses only being about 3 weeks means that you'll need to wait at least 2 weeks after your second COVID vaccination before you have your flu shot, which still leaves plenty of time. You'll still be immunised well and truly before the flu season comes through. If you're having the AstraZeneca vaccine where the interval is 8 weeks, you can have the flu vaccine either 2 weeks before you have your COVID vaccine, or you can have it during the four-week window in the middle of your COVID shots, or you can wait 2 weeks after your second shot. So yeah, a few options there, but pretty easy to do.
Well, I had a look at what they were saying, and it looked like it was going to be a few months at least till phase 2B, which is when I'm eligible to get the COVID vaccine. So I went and got the flu shot, and it's done and dusted now. But
exactly, yeah. And a lot of people will be in that situation, especially with in the last week where the rollout has been delayed. So getting your flu shot now or as soon as you can is a good idea, so that when your COVID vaccine is ready to be done, the flu vaccine's already over and done with.
Okay, now where can we get the vaccine, I guess, is the final question.
Yeah, well, certainly, doctor surgeries, as always, will be able to do it. And to get the vaccine on the National Immunisation Program, you need to go to your doctor. The Workplace Flu Program, you'll be able to speak to your employment officer at work. Most pharmacies are accredited to administer flu vaccines these days, or they run flu vaccination clinics. And as you said, they're already vaccinating people now, or taking bookings at the very least. For the National Immunisation Program, it may be a couple of weeks before the stock actually arrives for them. Usually it starts in late April or early May, so check with your doctor when that is.
Terrific, and your pharmacist as well, because pharmacies can also administer the vaccine.
Yes, we can't do it on the National Immunisation Program, but certainly for other people, or if you're prepared to pay the small fee of $20 or thereabouts, then by all means speak to your pharmacist.
Good on you, Colin. Thanks for your time as always today. I really appreciate it.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week, Martin.